Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending January 19th, 2018. The big story of the week, of course, is Amazon winnowing its possible second headquarters sites to 20 cities. Strictly speaking, that isn't about the U.S. economy as a whole, but it will affect whichever local market that gets it, as well as the real estate industry in that market. Anyway, it's also the biggest site selection story of the decade. So who will win? According to the Irish bookies Petty Power, and they are usually on the money, Boston has the best odds at 2-1. Next in line are Atlanta, Austin, and Washington, D.C. I myself don't have a prediction. We'll just have to see. Apartment List, for its part, published an update of its report from October, which predicts what an influx of 50,000 full-time Amazon workers and more than 66,000 supplementary workers would do to a local housing market. The revision added markets that weren't considered the first time around, but which made the cut, after all. Overall, however, the answer is still the same. Rents would go up in any market that gets the brass ring from Amazon. But some markets would feel the heat of rising rents more than others. Apartment List predicts an annual rent increase of as much as 2% per year on top of the rent growth that any metro would experience without Amazon second headquarters. Such an increase would cost renter households as much as $15,300 over the next 10 years. The least impacted market would be New York City, where the company predicts rents would increase by an additional 0.1% or maybe 0.2% per year with Amazon HQ2. This is on top of the baseline rent growth without Amazon, which has averaged 3.7% in the years from 2005 to 2015. Likewise, the impact would be smaller in other metros with large housing stocks already, such as Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, or Dallas, with an additional annual rent growth projected at below 0.5% a year for those markets. By contrast, the revised report said Raleigh, North Carolina, or Columbus, Ohio, or Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, or Nashville would feel the rent increase the most, with additional annual rent growth between 1.2% and 2%. Raleigh might see the most growth from 1.5% to 2%, and that's on top of average growth over the coming years, and that has been from 2005 to 2015, 3.2% per year. That's all for this week. This is the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.